Klal Yisrael is to learn Masechta Avos in these weeks. So we want to see a little bit of Hakdama to Masechta Avos and to try and apply from it why we learn it during these weeks. As the Kodim call, the shame of Masechta Avos is a very interesting name. Usually you call the Masechta on shame the Inyan that it's Isaac in. You call Shabbos, Erevin, Brachas, Chayra. Why is Masechta Avos called Avos? There's no Shaychus with what it's Isaac in. That's Shaila number one. Shaila number two is Mi Avos? Who's the Avos that we're talking about? What's my Pirish Amila? Who's the Avos that we're talking about? As the Miri has two Pshatim that we want to see. Pshat number one of the Miri is the Avos is the G'dolim of Klal Yisrael. The Mishnayis and Avos, each one brings down from a different Gadol in Klal Yisrael. It's like the Pasuk in Navi that says that the Gadol of Klal Yisrael is called Avi, Avi Rechev Yisrael. The G'dolim of Klal Yisrael are called the Avos of Klal Yisrael. As a Mela, it's coming to tell us who wrote this Sefer. This Sefer is a Sefer of G'dolim. As what's written in the Sefer is Divrei HaG'dolim, V'loi Zu Bilvad. This is what made them to become the G'dolim that they became. This is what made them to become Avos Ha'am. As this is the Sefer of the Avos of Klal Yisrael, the G'dolim of Klal Yisrael, where they're putting down and they're giving us the Eitzes, how we should steig and we should vax the godless that they did. As Lefi Zeh, it's Nikra Avos because this is like Kilu Lahavdil, when you have a biography of a Gadol. Like the idea of reading a biography of a Gadol is you read about a Gadol, you see what he did, what he said, you can grow from him. Because that's the Inyan of Masechta Avos. And that Gosha is, you shouldn't think like, you know, Goyim wrote books about Midas too, psychology books, Midas books. This is a totally different level. This is the level of the G'dolim are putting down the Avodas Hashem and the Midas. It's a whole different level. As Lefi Zeh, Avos is Miloshin Avos of Klal Yisrael, the G'dolim of Klal Yisrael. And it's up the Sefer is the Sefer of Avos too. That's Shlav number one. Shlav number two in the Miri, the second Mahalach, is a very interesting Mahalach. He says that Avos means Miloshin Yisoidos. This is the Av, the Yisoidos, that Menu Yotzer Kol Shar Kol HaTayra Kula. As Avos is coming to say, these are the Yesoides of Yiddishkeit. When Klal wrote, when Rebbe was malakit this, he was malakit the Iker Yesoides of Yiddishkeit, Shemimenu Nimshach Hashar. And the Shlach HaKadosh writes very interesting. He writes that in every chelik of Torah, there's a Sefer Musar. In Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Dvarim is the Av of Musar. In all of Sefer Dvarim, you have every Sefer Musa that was ever written, you'll find the Yisoidus in Sefer Dvarim. He says in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, all the Sifrei Musa are based on Mishlei v'Koheles. That's the Avos of Sifrei Musa. And in Mishnayis Torah Shabal Peh, Chazal made their Sefer Musa Masechta Avos. Over here is Kol Musa Shabbo'olam, you find here. All the Yisoidus are here. As Masechta Avos is Nikra, because this is the Yisoidus of life, the Yisoidus of living al pi Torah, Derech HaMusa. That's the Mahalach, the second Mahalach of the Miri. The third Mahalach is in the Medrash Shmuel, a very interesting Mahalach. He says, Av, a person's called a father when he has a son. When you learn Masechta Avos, you push it, you walk out different. You're a different person. You're noiled from the Masechta. It's moiled you mechadosh. Say someone was in the mirror and he came to the mirror, and he was sitting next to someone in the dining room, the mirror in Europe, and he asked him, you know, okay, where are you from? How long you been here? He asked him, how old are you? As the guy said, he's a year and a half. As he looked at the bacha next to him, he didn't look like a year and a half. He said, like, what do you mean you're a year and a half old? He says, it's a year and a half since he started hearing Shmuzim by Rabbi Yeruchim, and since then he's a Naya Bria. Because he's a year and a half old. So he just has a new hashkafa in life, a new way of looking at life. He feels like he started life a year and a half ago. As Masechta Avos is a new start, a new Mahalach HaChayim. And this is a very important insight. When we're learning Musar, we're not just coming to have nice ideas, nice yesoides, nice divrei Torah to say at the Shabbos table, which is also good. But we're trying to re-minoilad mechadash, to see how we can form a way of life that will help us to be miskadal and misroimim to what we could really rise to. As those are the three shame of others, to know it's written by G'dolim of Klal Yisrael. This is the handbook for Gadlus. That's Masechta Avos. And who is it written by? It's not written by a Talmud. It's not written by somebody who was mishamish them. It's written by them themselves, the G'dolim, the Avos of Klal Yisrael. Aleph. Number two, it's the Yesoidus of Kol HaTorah Kula. When you're learning Masechta Avos, you're getting the Avnei Yisoid. And number three, it could be Moiled you Michadash and help you to grow and become a new and special person. That's why it's called Masechta Avos. That's the theme, that's the idea of the Masechta. Why is the Minig to learn it before Shavuos? Why is it specifically to learn it from the Shabbosim until Shavuos? If you move on, you could continue afterwards. Klal Yisrael continues in the summer on the Shabbosim. What's the connection of Masechta Avos to Shavuos? As the Abudram, the Yavetz, the Medrash Shmuel, all three of them say a very geshmak of Shabbat. Because Avos is the Hachana to Shteig in Torah, to be Mekayim Torah, to be Loimed Torah. You need to learn Masechta Avos. Torah doesn't come naturally. It's not like, okay, I'll sit down, everything's going to flow, everything's going to go. No, there's hachanis, there's akdamis. You have to be roi for Torah. As Masechta Avos is what helps a person that he should be Mis'ala and he should be Misroimim in Torah. Why? As the Yavetz explains, because Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishnah Perek Gimel on the Mishnah, Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah, Ein HaTorah Shadui, Ela B'Mishiyesh Lai Derech Eretz. It's a Nivla de Gezach. You could have three people that go to the top shir in the world. I don't want to be political, who it is, but you could have three people that are mamish going to the top shir. One of them could come out and be a Tifa Lamdin, and one of them could come out and be Krum Shadu Krum. And he could be a big Balkishrin. But oi, you could have two people going and learning the same thing. One person could remember, could connect, get the Yisoidus Klar. And the other one, flies over him. Why? Because Eina Torah Shaira, B'mishi Yesh Loi P'gamim B'midas. People who learn with Gaiva. They're one-upping everyone. They're one-upping everyone in Sfarah. They're one-upping everyone in who they are and how smart they are and how frum they are and how special they are. They already have a b'gam klapi limud. This is a nekuda which people don't realize. It's ma'id choshev. One of the ikar tikkunim is the derech eretz kodma l'torah. As that's why you learn Masechta Avos before, because Derech Eretz is Kodma L'Torah. Vo'oid, Reb Simcha Zisel and the Chidushei Arim say, Memches Kinyan HaTorah Kineged Memches Yimei HaSvira. The Lamedcha, that to come to Torah, you have to be machshir yourself. You have to make yourself roi L'Torah, and Torah goes in on a different level. As a Mela, this is why in these weeks, it's misogal to be nechazik, to learn, to grow from Pirkei Avos. that all the Torah we're learning will have a different shvuas and emes, a different life. The Akdoma to the Mishnah in Ovid, to Masechta Ovis, is Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Oilom Haba. Why is this the Akdoma to Masechta Ovis? Because when you come to Masechta Ovis, you start learning about being a tzaddik, about Midas Taivais, about being special, and a lot of people could feel, you know, this is not me. I'm not that way. Oh, Gibor Kari. Kal Kanesha, it's very hard for me. I'm not that guy. V'chule, you read other Mishnayos, and you're wondering, like, is this really me? Can I relate to this? As the Mishnah comes, and it's Boseach, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Every one of you is custom made Le'agia Lo'olam Haba. Everyone could be Makayim, what it says in Avis, and be Zaycha Begodah to Eilam Abba. Zogda Maral, we need an extra chizuk when we're in Golus. Because we're in Golus, and we're amongst the Goyim, and we see their Anagas Achayim, and we have to live with them, as the way they live, the way they act, is mashpia on us. And we could sometimes feel we're similar to them. We dress, some of us, similar to them. We talk similar to them. We are similar to them in their shifas in life. Oh, as it's coming to teach us, we are not similar to them. We're a different level. As they would say, we're in a different league. Oh, we're just a different madrega legamri. Thus is Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. That's number one. To give us the chizuk when we learn this, we could grow, we could change. Void, there's another nakuta. When you learn a sefer, you have to know, what am I learning this sefer for? Lamosha, if I want to be a lawyer, as I go to law school, so I learn svarim, I need books that'll teach me how to be a good lawyer. If I want to be a doctor, as I learn medical. If I want to be real estate, as I'll go to Ralph Hertzka's business, I'll tell him, teach me, how do I do good in real estate? Oh, whatever you want to do, you learn accordingly. Oh, as over here, it's coming to tell you, what are you learning in Masechta Avos? What you're learning is that you should be a Ben Olam Haba. That's the tachlis of the Sefer. This is the Sefer that's going to give you the kelim that you should reach Olam Haba le'ela u'le'ela. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek le'olam haba. And this is the Sefer that's going to do it. As that's why it starts off with this Mishnah, l'lamedcha, that's the kivun. And that's why you have so much about Olam Haba in Masechta Avos. Bizman hazeh, you have to add. And you could relate to it. You could feel it. You could touch it. You could live with it. You got to talk about it. Whatever you talk about, that's what you live. They're bachrim, they're talking about, so what are we going to eat for supper tonight? What are they serving in the mirror? Okay, I'm calling up the number to find out, what are they serving? Is it edible? What is it? You get there. Oh, yeah, you live it, you handle it. You're living in that world. Olam Haba is a world too. If you talk about it, if you read Mamari Chazal about it, you live it. If you don't, as this is Masechta Avos, helps you to connect with Olam Haba on a whole different level. That's the tachlis of the Sefer. It teaches you how to get there, and also it helps you to connect and live with it. That's the tachlis of the Sefer. Why? Akol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. As the pasuk says, because va'amech kulam tzadikim la'odlam yirshu aretz netzer matai ma'ase yodai lispar. Every yid is a tzadik. Why? Because he's netzer matai. Zot the maral in his pirush and avos and the avudram and many mefarshim. It's going because every person has an neshama. A chilek eloi kamimal that gives him the koyach to be a tzaddik. Every year that's sitting here is a chilek Eloi Kamima. He's beautiful. He's special. He's precious. He has kliches to do mitzvahs, le'ela, to learn Torah, le'ela, to rise to such height in his midas. I haven't seen it until now because we're not in touch with who we really are. We live in a world that pulls the gashmi as the gesaid of us, the gufni as the gesaid. As comes along the Tana and he's reminding us who we all really are. It doesn't make a difference what you've done, what you've thought about, what you've seen. Abelakai neshomesh and asatabi tahiri. The neshom is always inside. It's always tar. It's always kaddish. You always have the kayach of a tzaddik. And that's why we see so many baal tshuvas, that they go from being chilonim to being charedim. He's one of the popular speakers. That's Bizman Hazel, who gives shiurim to be Makarev Yidden. He was the top soccer player in Israel. Another one was the top movie star in Israel. The Anoshim that were the top singers. Goyishes, I mean, they were Yidden, but whatever, they looked like Goyishes singers when they were Chilonim. And they became from the biggest Makarvim of the Dar. How do you go from 50 Shari Tuma to mamish being makariv yidden and being zeicha le'elo u'le'elo? The secret is we all have it inside of us. Every one of us has that neshama kedaisha. You have to be ma'ir it, live with it, spark it, believe in it. And a yid could go le'elo u'le'elo. As that's what the Mishnah, the beginning, the Hakdama to Avos is. We're learning to be big. We're learning to lift ourselves up. We're learning to change. We're learning to grow. Of the Eshta Aleph Beis is called Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo'elam Abba. To know you have it inside of you. It's all there already. Your Chelek Eloi Kamimal. Your Netzer Matai Maisi Yodai Le Yispoer. Tefir Ois. If Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'elam Haba, okay, so great. So everything's easy. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'elam Haba. As everyone has to know, very important, that Ruach Chaim and the Chofetz Chaim both put this down very strong. Your Chelek in Lo'elam Haba is tali on all your Torah and mitzvahs that you do. Olam Haba is not like what we think. It's this nice, fancy hotel in Peru that people are going for a summer Ben Asmane. You get there, it's a beautiful place, with beautiful scenery, with beautiful food. Everyone's in the same hotel. No. Olam Haba, every Torah you do adds to Olam Haba. Every mitzvah you do adds to Olam Haba. Every mesechta you learn, every daf you learn, every chumash you learn, every navi you learn expands your Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek lo Olam Haba. But some people are going to get there. The Baal HaKedah says something so powerful. He says there are people that will be homeless lo Olam Haba. They'll have a chelek, they'll walk in, they'll have a piece of karka, but nothing there. And there are people that are going to have palaces. Mom is bigger than Trump's house in Florida. Ah, mom is, they're going to have estates. You don't even call it houses. It's not, we can't just roof in those bias. It's an estate. Oh, it's a palace. And a father, we want to be from them. Like it says in the Gemara in Baba Basa, there'll be people who'll be nichba michupasai by Olam Haba. You're going to see a friend that was with you in yeshiva, and he's zeichen big, and you're not. It's all biyadecha. As Avos is what empowers us and helps us. And as Hashem, we want to learn together to be nis'al and nisraimim, that we all should be zeichen big chalokim in Olam Haba. We all have it inside of us. As let's try to learn together and to be mis'ale biyachad, to be misraimim. Eitz etoiva, every person should learn Avos on their own. It's nifladik, take a Pirush Rabbeinu Yoina, take a Ruach Chaim, take something that talks to you, whatever it is, and start learning Avos 10 minutes a day. and you'll see it'll do such a tremendous change in you. To live it, to touch it, something that you could connect to, even a misift if you want, whatever it is. Just something that talks to you, you connect to, and you'll see, mamish is part of hazman misuga lekach, that it could lift us all up to be the tzaddikim that we can be, and to be zeicha to the chelik ha'olam haba v'nifla v'yoseh. Thank you.